Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your beautiful word, which brings light to our lives, Father God, and keeps us developing on schedule, holy and blameless in love. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. My precious Danita is here with us this morning. The readings is from 15 to the end of the chapter.
But when he who had set me apart before I was born, and who called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. In what I'm writing to you before God, I do not lie. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Sicily, and I was still unknown in person to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only were hearing it said, he who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy, and they glorified God because of me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, yesterday and the day before, we heard how that Paul was called by God. Amen. And everything he became was because of God's leading, of the revelation that was coming into him. So God calls, and he calls us to please him, and he calls us to be moved by revelation, because the revelation is the Holy Spirit's leading and the opening up of the word. And yesterday we saw how Isaiah could see so much because of the secret of drawing close to God. And that beautiful scriptures that are written there. And we can see how much he got out of it just by looking at the beautiful word, the wisdom, the light he's given us on Christ's death, Isaiah 53, on just so many things, even the new, the goodness that is here and coming, that the lamb will walk with the lion, and a total restoration from what we lost in Adam is now restored in Christ progressively, and the kingdom is just coming. Glory to glory. So we can see the beauty. But then again, Peter's words that these guys were writing not for themselves, but for us on whom the end of the ages has come. Why is the end of the ages come? Eternity, the God quality of life, is because the sufferings of Christ have happened, and then the consequent glory is here. So we can just see there in his life again. And now we've got Paul. We've been listening to Paul, and Paul is very precious to us, not just because of 2/3 of the New Testament is written by him, but he didn't know Jesus in the flesh like the other apostles. And we are built on the apostles, and we are built on the prophets like Isaiah. And here we can just see, you know, the importance of what we've seen is it's a total commitment to the Lord. And what I love the I've known it in my heart all along. You know, man is made in the image and likeness of God. And that we can see in James there, where he says we curse man, and he's made in the image and likeness of God. So even all men in the image and likeness of God. And then we see here, where is it, my sweetie? Where he was from before birth, he was predestined. And then he was called. Yeah. Where is it?
15.
Could just read it there.
But when he had set me apart before I was born, and who called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me.
Amen. So here we can see, you know, the God we serve, we are still going to be walking in the good works laid out for us. We're still going to be walking in the and fulfilling the our names, our story written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but God knows it. And I believe he knows it because it's a quality of life we've got. It's a spirit man in the image and likeness of God. The Son in us. So when God calls us, the spirit that has come to seduce us, the spirit at work in sons of disobedience, Ephesians 2 verse 2, is put out. We circumcised in the heart, and our praises from God, so that we can now together being restored into the family of God in the kingdom, in the Holy Spirit, can now bring about the plans and purposes God has got for us. And yet it's so beautiful. I just see it here in this. He was predestined before he was born. And we've heard a couple of guys say that. Jeremiah confessed that. So that is divine revelation, but we've all come from God. And even before we've understood he died for us, and there's we can get freedom through Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit and get into the kingdom and then partake of our fellowship with the Father and Son, and then find our walk in our purpose and be pleasing. And just like Paul here, preach the faith that we might have, just like Paul, we've also stood against it in ignorance. But now we preach the faith, the good news, that we are called by God, made by God, developed on schedule by revelation. And it's so important just to stay in tune with God in all the steps, what church you place, what God places, works inside you, works in you to will and to do, where you work. Every step is there to give glory to God and bring about the unique purpose, destiny that you've got to bring about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And just as Paul, and people can only but just say, hey, praise God for that brother, that sister. He was dead, but now he's alive. He was blind, but now he sees. Because why? What's the difference? His fellowship is with the Father and Son. And that's where he gets his joy. And his joy is vision. I mean, he lives by vision. He lives by faith. He lives by God working in him to will and to do. Yeah, amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you have called us before we were born even, and set us apart to preach the good news. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.